everyone out. This is Tuesday, February 15th, 2018, regular session of Commissioners Court. I'll give our invocation this morning, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we could be here together today. We're thankful for all those in attendance that are interested in their community and willing to be here and listen to our meeting. We're thankful for the opportunity to serve, and we're grateful for those who serve here and abroad to protect our freedoms and to keep us safe. We're thankful that Commissioner Gentry is back with us and ask thee to continue to heal her and make her better. Bless us that we will make good decisions today for Upshur County, for our employees, and for the citizens and taxpayers who live here. We are thankful for Jesus Christ and his atoning sacrifice, and we humbly say these things in his name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
We do have one request to speak today. It's not an agenda item, so commissioners, remember that we can't discuss anything. We'll just have to listen. But Mr. Turner, would you like to address the Dixon Cemetery?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Judge, Court, and audience. I won't take about 30 minutes, Judge. It won't take. I just thank you all for, as you all, most of you know, I received an award last Thursday night. And that could not have happened if it had not been for you all. And I appreciate you all very much. Now, the Dixon Cemetery, we're getting close to coming full circle. Now, I pass you out a brochure there, Jared. You can let the rest of them look at it. And what we're looking for now is approximately $1,100 to pay for the historical marker. The marker has been assigned to us and then ready to be issued. We just need $1,100 to pay for it. Now, I don't want you to think that we're trying to mislead you. We went to the city council last Tuesday, and we talked to the city council, we showed them the brochure, and we asked for the $1,100, and Mr. Hudson is here, and they wrote a check for $1,100. Now, also, I was here with you all several months ago, and we talked about the image scanning of the cemetery to find out where the graves are. But that has been done, and the city picked up the cost for that, and thank them very much. What we are still asking for is additional funds to pay for fencing and updating some of the headstones. And that will probably be some ongoing small fees that will come up in the near future. We'd like for y'all to consider that, take it under consideration, and whatever you decide, be fine with us. Also, Derek, while I'm standing here, I would like to say that we are happy to see Miss Gentry back. Mm-hmm. And she has always been willing to help us. And Derek, there have been other people behind the scene that have helped with this. Miss Terry Ross, Miss Cynthia King, they have really helped. You all probably know, but they have. So anything that you all can do, thank you all. And remember, this is for our city, for us. Thank you all.
Awesome. Thank you, Mr. Turner.
Thank you.
Item two is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Item B is payroll changes.
We have a problem on payroll changes. Don't we? Don't we have a... We're okay. Motion to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burkus, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Grove, second by Commissioner Spencer to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Payroll's approved. Item D are budget amendments, but there appears to be some concerns. Item 5 is discuss and take action to increase the internet service at the library, and item 6 is discuss and take action to approve renovations to the library. So, Ms. King, do these budget amendments include both of those items?
Yes, exactly.
So you're paying for both of those items out of your budget?
Yes. I just need to move some money around to make that happen.
Okay. So you're not asking for any additional money out of contingency? Okay.
This is for the new internet, too?
Yes. That'll, yes. It will come out of my existing contracted services.
So if that's all coming out of our own budget, I don't have a problem with it.
No. Nothing's coming out of the budget, too.
Is there a motion on budget amendments?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item 2E are accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item F is accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, agreement for tax collection services, retention agreement, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Motion to record.
Second.
Document.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item 3 is discuss and take action to approve the date and location for spring dump days.
That is me. And first I want to say thank y'all for doing the one in October that I missed. I appreciate y'all picking up that and doing it without me, Andy. Oh, bye. I have a request for the court to do this on March 31st. It'll be the last Saturday in March out at the Pug Mill, and hours will be from 8 to 3. And I'm formally inviting each of you to come if you want.
You're just going to do one day?
And help?
Yes.
Yes. And
just
help?
One day.
I'll invite y'all to come too.
Just one day.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept that, please.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry is that spring dump days be on March the 31st at the Pug Mill from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., seconded by Commissioner Gross. Mr. Steele.
Location.
the Pug Mill.
And that is where?
On Cottonwood. It'll be on the website, and I'm going to try to put it on Pritchett Water, Glenwood Water, Union Grove Water bills. I do apologize that it was such a mix-up last time. I didn't have a chance to do all the things I normally do, so I will try to make this one better.
Those in favor?
Aye.
It's approved. Item four is discuss and take action to accept Eagle Ridge Road into the county road inventory. Couple of years ago, we discussed this road. We were changing our specs on our roads, and we said, let's hold off putting this on the two-year waiting list because we were changing our specs. The specs got changed. The road met the specs. Andy approved it, but we never actually put it back on the agenda. So it's here today to accept in the road inventory. Just wanted to make it clear to everyone what had happened. It never officially got put on the two-year waiting period, but the intent was there. And we had every intent to do it. So.
Yes, we did.
So this will be effective immediately rather than for the two-year waiting period?
Yes.
Yes.
The road was bonded and everything for the past 2 years.
Yeah, it was bonded and everything was done right, except we just didn't raise our hands.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Groves, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to accept Eagle Ridge Road into the county road inventory. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item five is discuss and take action to increase the internet service at the library.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Groves to increase the internet service at the library. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item six is discuss and take action to approve renovations to the library.
Move to approve renovations to the library.
Second.
Okay.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve the renovations to the library. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. And we have the list, Cynthia. So. I'm going to put it into the record. Item seven is discuss and take action to pay for technology education for JPs and clerks out of JP Technology Fund.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve. Those in favor?
Aye.
I was going to let the auditor explain it, but I guess we're good. Andy?
Back out of four, I just want to clarify, this is phase two of Eagle Ridge.
Phase two?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Item eight is discuss and take action to approve grant application number 3597201 for a Homeland Security grant. This is the 2018 grant.
Do you know if this is a cost-sharing grant?
I'm sure it will be.
Okay.
Our portion of what we will receive is $52,779.84.
Did you get that?
You may not have. Well, Commissioner Gross has one.
Okay, I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this isn't
already got. No, that's not already settled deal.
This is a new one.
Where is this repeater going to? Mark's not here to explain that, is he?
Mm-mm. Sheriff, do you know where this P25 compliant repeater and duplexer and portable radios are going? This is the one for this year.
For this year?
The one he's applying for.
The one who?
The one that Mark is in the application process for, not the one that we've already been awarded.
The repeater, yes, is to, is the one that I had to talk to Mark about when he came and talked to me about the previous grant that was awarded to us.
Okay, so this will be...
This is to replace the repeater that's not visual capable of everything.
Okay, all right. Make a move then.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Grove, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the resolution in support of grant, Homeland Security Grant Number 3597201. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Under item nine, the court will go into executive session as authorized by Vernon's Texas Code Annotated 551.076 to discuss courthouse security. Under item 10, the court will reconvene into open session and take any action necessary regarding courthouse security. Any motions?
No action. No action at this time.
Item 11 is adjourned.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Gross to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.